It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Jan Davis to the Space Show.
Hello, nice to meet you. I'm Director of Safety and Mission Assurance at Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama.
Huntsville is a special center for the propulsion side of the shuttle system.
That's right. At Huntsville, we're responsible for the external tank, which is the fuel tank, the solid rocket boosters, and the space shuttle main engines, so all of the propulsion associated with the space shuttle.
Okay, and obviously the external tank has received a lot of attention in the 2 years since Columbia broke up. Have you been closely involved in the design and the implementation of those changes?
Yes, every step of the way I've been involved with all of the redesigns and meetings, reviews, boards, certification reviews. Plus I have several people who live down at Michoud during all of the production, make sure that everything is done properly and per the right standards, because we change a lot of the processes too, not just the hardware, but how we apply foam and things like that. So we've been following that very closely.
You're the Director of Safety and Mission Assurance, so you would have been obviously closely following the CABE inquiry and the recommendations, and I guess you've been very busy right up until very late in changes and modifications to the external tank. Could you talk about those?
Yes, we've made changes actually to a lot of things other than the external tank, but I'll talk about the ones, the external tank. We have changed the bipod area, which is the area where the foam came off of that hit the orbiter and caused the Columbia accident. We have removed the foam from that area and have put heaters there so that, we use the foam for insulation. Since we don't have the insulation, we need the heaters. So that was a complete redesign. We've redesigned some of the foam areas to make sure we don't have pockets of air so that, the foam would pop off when the air that's trapped expands. We have added heaters to prevent the formation of ice, because not only foam hitting the orbiter could cause a problem, but also ice, if a big chunk of ice fell off. So we've added some design changes to keep ice from forming. We've added heaters to keep ice from forming. And as I said, we've been very closely watching how we manually apply the foam so that we don't induce more pockets of air or, irregularities in how it's applied. So it's a much more consistent application now. And, for the tanks, when we can start from scratch and put new foam on them, we'll be doing a lot more with robotics so that, we don't have the variability of a person applying foam. So there have been quite a few changes in external tank, and it's been a great team effort.
So during the launch, which will hopefully go off tomorrow, do you have an active role in any of the operations?
Yes, I'll be sitting in the firing room on the safety console. And, of course, we anything that goes on during the count that's anomalous or, any problem, we are right in the middle of it. We look at the launch commit criteria and make sure we're not violating those. We have a lot of hazard reports and things like that that describe failures that could happen, and if you lose this sensor or whatever, then these are the things that can happen. So whenever we have a problem in the count, we make sure that it's either safe to keep going or we need to not launch that day. So we're very involved with all of those processes, and then we're polled just before launch to make sure that we're okay to go.
Obviously, you mentioned the ice issue, and there'll be a late inspection after the tanking. Will you be involved in review or communication on the results or concerns that they may have?
Well, we have certain criteria based on all the analysis and testing we've done on how much ice can form. And so we have markings on the tank, where the ice can't go beyond a certain point or it's too large. So we are not involved while they're doing the inspecting, but we're involved with coming up with the criteria that they are using to inspect. And as long as they stay within that criteria, we don't get involved. Now, if more ice formed, than was allowed, then yes, we would be involved in that whole process to see if if it's still okay to go or not.
Okay, I'll continue talking about the external tank. The ascent imagery will be obviously assessed after they reach orbit, if that indeed happens, will you be involved in looking at the pictures, etc., of the external tank after separation?
Yes, we have a lot more cameras now, both on the shuttle as well as on the ground. I personally will not be looking at those photos, but I have people who have more expertise in what to look for on the external tank. We'll be looking at all of those pictures, so yes, we'll be actively doing that. And then we have ways to look at the orbiter on orbit, too. So we'll all be involved with that, especially if we find something, we'll be talking about that. But we have a meeting every day at 1 o'clock with all of the management, and I'm a part of that team. So every day we'll assess anything that's happened on orbit or during launch.
We've spoken a lot about the tank, but you have other responsibilities for the shuttle system as well. What are those other items?
Well, I'm responsible for the work that Marshall, the safety of the work that Marshall does, so all of the propulsion systems. But I am part of the management team that looks at everything during the mission. And so because of my background with the shuttle and everything else, I'm a part of that process. So really responsible for anything that happens in the mission. I'm on that management team that looks at that during the mission every day.
Now, Dr. Davis, you're an experienced astronaut yourself with three missions under your belt. You're not an active astronaut now, but could you talk about your missions that you did perform?
Okay. I flew first in 1992 on a Space Lab mission, which was a scientific mission with the Japanese. And then in 1994, the first flight where we had a Russian on the space shuttle, and that was a Space Hab mission, another scientific mission. And then my third mission was in 1997, and we were getting ready to build the space station, so we had a lot of robotics, Canadian robotics. We were testing as well as Japanese robotics, the Japanese arm. And we had a German satellite that we deployed and retrieved. So it was a very busy, again, scientific mission.
So could you talk about the experience of space flight, the launch and on orbit and the landing? Just briefly talk about that.
Sure. The launch is, to me, was not scary. I mean, you know, I look at it as I'm on my way to work. Let's just get up there and go. I was very fortunate because all of mine went right on time the first day. And so that's 8.5 minutes. I didn't have any problems, you know, physically. I didn't get sick or anything. And so just got to work right away. The on-orbit sensation of floating is just wonderful. That's, you know, just a great experience, and to see the Earth from up there. But we have a job to do. And we've been training for years to do that job, and every minute of our time is scheduled. And so, you know, there's not a lot of time to just sit and look out the window. So we're busy the whole time, and it's just a great experience. I'm just very fortunate to have been a part of that. Entry is, you know, it's we all knew it was dangerous. All the crew knew it was dangerous. I don't know that the public did, but, you know, you get ready for entry in a way. You want to get home and see your friends and family, but at the same time, you know, a week or two, which is all I was up there, the longest I was up there was 12 days, is just not enough. You know, you just want to stay up there a while. It's just a great, great experience.
Let's talk about the future now. The end of the shuttle era is approaching, 2010 we're talking about. Will you have some involvement in the crew exploration vehicle development, that type of...
Yes, in fact, we already are working that since the President announced the vision for space exploration last year. We at Marshall have been looking at ways to launch whatever it is, whatever the crew exploration vehicle looks like, and I believe we'll be involved with the launch vehicle. And yes, we're already involved with you know, how we're going to build that, how we can make it safe, the requirements, get the requirements right early so we can build a good and safe vehicle. So we're already doing that.
With your background of being a shuttle flyer and also now with the shuttle system, the discussion about the shuttle-derived launch vehicle, do you have a preference? Do you have an idea of that? And what are your thoughts on that concept?
Well, I think it's great that we're looking at ways to utilize the technology that we have and the people and the experience that we have. We just have a wonderful team that has built the space shuttle, contractor, civil service, and I think it's a good idea to use that expertise and to use those folks and build the next generation launch vehicle. We've learned a lot about the shuttle, what we should do and what we shouldn't do, and we can make this next one safer and better, and I look forward to being a part of it.
Well, Dr. Jane Davis, thank you for spending time here on the Space Show, and we look forward to speaking with you again, and hope you enjoy tomorrow and hope the mission goes well.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.